You know, these people that you and I see as marble statues had emotions, deep emotions. Some of them serious and dramatic, some funny. The way Thomas Jefferson and Patrick Henry, two of our local Virginia boys, became friends was because they both loved to play the fiddle. And Jefferson was playing at a party one night, and this red-headed stranger comes up to him and says, "My name's Patrick Henry. I play the fiddle too. Can you teach me that last one? I really like that song." And that's how our greatest all-around genius and our greatest orator became friends. Washington had strong feelings too. But Washington always felt, both as general and later as president, that he shouldn't show them in public. He thought a leader should seem to be above emotions. His friends knew he had those feelings, but he just didn't display them. But every once in a while, he couldn't help it, and especially on those rare occasions when he got angry. And his friends knew that if Washington got angry, it was like watching a volcano erupt, and you didn't want to be the guy he got mad at. And at this time came the biggest eruption of his entire life, because General Washington discovered that a group of the army officers who reported to him and who considered him the greatest man alive in the world were secretly plotting not to make him the president of the new nation, but king of the United States of America, king for life. And Washington blew up. And he called in the head of this group of officers, and he chewed this man out. I mean, he climbed up one side of him, across the top and down the other side, and basically said to him, "How dare you? How dare you? We are not risking our lives and everything else we have so that we can start a new nation in which we will repeat the same foolish errors they made back in Europe. We're going to elect our leaders, and they're going to have to run every so often again so we can make sure they're doing the job the way we want them to do it. And I never want to hear another word about this." And he literally threw the man out of his office. And since he was probably the strongest man in Virginia, he probably did literally throw him out of his office.